time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, it is our school district update, and we're going to take a look at the preschool program here in the Carbon School District. That's right. Carbon School District has a preschool program. Maybe you knew that, maybe you didn't know that. We're going to give you some of the background information, where they're located, how you can have your child be a part of it. And then the other things, like if you're having questions about your child's development or anything like that, how they can help you out with that as well. We've got Beverly Martinez with us. She's the director of the preschool program for the district. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
Well, let's dive right in. How are things going with the preschool program right now?
Things are going really well. I've been around to all the preschools, and they're up and running, and we're full on our tuition students, so that's great. We do have a new teacher out in East Carbon. Her name is Jennifer Carter, and we're excited to have her on board with us this year. I went out, and they were growing radishes in their water table, so that's kind of a fun hands-on thing for kids to get some background knowledge about how things grow. Kind of a good science experiment. And then the kids got to taste them, and some of the kids liked them and had never had them before, and some of the kids wouldn't even taste them.
Didn't
so that was pretty
them.
Funny. Yeah.
It happens.
Even
it happens.
Adults sometimes, right?
Yep. Even me. I'm not a big radish fan, but it's all right. You got to get them started early, right?
Exactly.
So, and they have, they're at, we were talking before we came on the air, the preschools are at Creekview, Wellington, Bruin Point, and Sally Morrow. I'm not leaving anyone out, am I?
Yes, and then we do have our special ed preschools up at Castle Valley Center as well.
All right, and let's talk about those for a moment, because you were saying how there is, you know, right now all of the preschools in the district are full. However, if you're having questions about your child's development or anything like that, there are a couple of different things that the parents can do to, you know, get them tested, to talk to somebody about it. What are those things that they can do?
Well, if you log on to the district website, which is www.carbonschools.org, and go on the preschool page, there's a tool there called the Ages and Stages, and that's a screening tool. So if you're curious about how your child is doing compared to other kids their age, that's a great tool for you to fill out, and it'll just give you an idea how they're doing. And especially important if you have concerns about your child's development. Let's say you think, I've watched my child and they just don't seem like they're on par or up with their same age peers that they play with. That's a great tool to fill out, and then I get that information and we can test them and see if they're eligible for special education services, which we do still have spots for special ed students in our preschools.
And those are throughout the district as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they don't have to just make the trip to drop their kid, say like if they're in Wellington or if they're in Helper, they don't have to make the trip to drop their kid off at Castle Valley Center. They're throughout everything.
Yes. The decision about placement is done based on the testing. So children who might have mild to moderate delays and they're able to learn in a regular preschool environment, they would just be put in our regular preschools. Children who have more severe needs, let's say they need a higher adult-to-teacher ratio, or they need a smaller class, they just wouldn't be able to function well and learn in a great big class. Then we have our special preschool at Castle Valley Center, which has smaller class sizes and a higher teacher-to-child ratio.
Okay. And while we're talking about the preschools themselves, what kind of things do they learn as far as, like, what's the curriculum for preschools?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Dave. So the state has given us what's called the core standards, and they are also available on our Carbon School District website on the preschool page. Any parent can go on and look at the core standards and see what the expectations are for children to learn in preschool. And one thing we're really excited about this year is we've adopted letters training and the Hegarty curriculum, which looks strongly at phonemic awareness and phonological awareness, because what research has shown us is that kids that don't come into school having some of those sound awareness skills aren't as successful at learning to read. So phonological awareness looks at things like just listening to sounds. And if I say the word cat, cat, can you tell that that starts with a k? It's not a reading thing. It's listening to sounds, and it's a phonological awareness. Can you hear the sounds in words and how words fit together and are made of sounds? So we're really excited we've adopted Hegarty curriculum to help the preschoolers catch on to those skills. And they're having a lot of fun doing it.
And you know what? It's never too early to start these kind of skills with kids. It really isn't.
No, it's not, Dave. And let me just say, in the preschool, the Hegarty curriculum is very play-based. It's done with a lot of clapping and tapping and listening games. So it's fun. It's not drill and practice and things like that. It's more fun and play-based, but it does help them develop the skills.
All right. And as we said at the beginning, they're full right now. Most of them are full, unless it's a special needs situation or anything like that. But you said on the website there's another option, but they have to be at least 4 years old. Is that correct?
Yes. Also on the district website, you can sign up for an online preschool that's called Upstart. Our Utah State Legislature has paid for that, so taxpayers are paying for that for your child to get to participate in the online school Upstart. And you can go on our district website and sign up for Upstart. And then also, if you'd like your child to participate in our preschool next year in one of the tuition spots, call me and get them on the waiting list, because I do already have people calling to be on the waiting list for the next school year. So it's good to do that now and just get your child's name on the waiting list.
All right. So if you're looking at maybe enrolling your kid or wanting to enroll your child in preschool programs at for the school district, get it in now, right?
Yes. Call now, and I do the actual enrollment in March. I just go first come, first serve. So who's ever first on the waiting list gets called first.
All right, Beverly, if anybody wants to get a hold of you and talk about that or talk about any of these other items that we discussed as far as, you know, development and screening and all that, how can they get a hold of you?
My office is at the Castle Valley Center, and the number there is 637-9150. So if you have concerns or need more information, please give me a call up there.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Beverly Martinez, the supervisor and director for the preschool programs here in the Carbon School District. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.